Good evening. This is KC2YXM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and could break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be 7 p.m. in August, I'm not sure of the date, at the Dodge Pratt Art and Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend, and the amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. Tentatively, the next monthly meeting will be on August 18th. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds.
WA2DRK in Cumbermere, Ontario on EchoLink.
Could you please repeat the call for me phonetically?
Okay, Whiskey Alpha 2, Delta Romeo Kilo. Whiskey Alpha 2, Delta Romeo Kilowatt. Over.
Alrighty, and I'm going to pause another moment to see if we have any other stations who would like to join us.
KD2AIT repeater, Kathy. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB. Bill in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania. And Mr. Kevin is also in the queue. And we'll give it back. KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. And we'll be listening.
Okay, Bill. And we'll give another pause so Kevin can join us.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. That's KD2FPM. Kevin James on EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Kathy, and we have Rich. He will be our final in the queue.
All right, I'll give another pause and allow him time to check in. Okay, we're going to keep things moving along here, and I'm going to go to the top of the list to WA2DRK. And I didn't get your name, and you could repeat your location. I believe you're in Canada.
Correct. Whiskey Alpha 2, Delta Romeo Kilowatt. Name is Brian, and I'm in Canada. And just first day on EchoLink. Oh, thank you.
Okay, Brian, well, this is KC2YXN, and welcome to the Boonville Amateur Radio Club evening net, and welcome to EchoLink as well. How was your day today? Did you have as stellar a day weather-wise as we did here?
I don't know that it was stubborn. It was a hot and clear, sunny day, which was quite nice, actually. We've been waiting for some heat for a long time, so we're not going to complain about the heat. And I'm not sure. Am I supposed to wait for the repeater tail to drop completely before responding? Just checking over.
Well, Brian, I'm not super familiar with EchoLink, but I believe one does have to do that. Back to you.
Okay, well, I have a brother who's in Boonville, which is my reason for connecting to EchoLink in the first place, Ray O'Brien. So I don't know if he's listening tonight, but I thought maybe I'd see if he was. But anyway, that's all I have. Thanks very much.
Brian, is your brother KC2MBU?
Yes, I do believe that's his call.
Okay, well, stay with us and stay with us along for the ride, and we'll move down to Bill. Bill, how is your day today?
KD2AIT repeater. Kathy, good evening to you. I tip my hat to everybody there on the net. Good evening to everybody. And a new gentleman here, first day on EchoLink, and Mr. Kevin and also Mr. Rich there on the queue, and anyone else that hasn't logged in, hello. Temperature here in Warrendale, we have 77 degrees now, and the humidity factor is 50%. I did a bad thing today. I took a vacation day, and I did not go to work. I didn't have to put 500 pounds on my back. I didn't have to go up 20 flights of stairs. I don't have to use my hands and fingers. So I had a rest, a badly needed rest. Oh, and by the way, as I announced before in the other conference there at 8 o'clock in Boonville, I've been cursed. Well, let me explain what I mean. There's one dandelion in the front yard, so we'll get rid of it. I'm not going to hold the repeater. Net control, Kathy, thanks for being there, and we'll give it back to you from KA3TFB through the EchoLink system back to net control.
Bill, I have to ask you what to do. So you leave a standing and carrying a backpack and going up and downstairs.
Miss Kathy, I'm being facetious. I'm exaggerating, putting spins on the work. Retired engineer from IBM. I was able to go into the school district, and in my final years here, I do a little bit of work, some maintenance, and that's what I do, among other things, but that's what I do. I do other things on the side. I can work in various aspects since the year 2004, and I do a lot of things with my hands. So back to net control there. That's enough about Bill. I'd like to hear what others do. KA3TFB and net control.
Okay, Bill. Well, with the renegade dandelion in your front yard. All right, we move down to Kevin. Kevin, how are you this evening?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and a good evening to everyone. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta, New York, about 20 minutes south of Cooperstown. And if any of you guys are baseball fans, you know this weekend is induction weekend in Cooperstown at the Hall of Fame. And our radio club is going to be supporting the induction ceremonies, providing backup communications for any emergency issues that may occur. I will actually be at one of the hospitals, you know, running part of the net from there and assisting as their net control will be at the Clark Gym up in the Cooperstown area. and then we'll have another crew at the other hospital up in Cooperstown. So big weekend this weekend here. We're getting all revved up for it. We've got 68 degrees on the outside here right now, and clear skies. Now, I should also throw this out here. They changed my dates for doing the weather forecast on the new Adirondack Praise Network out of Utica. I'm actually on Saturdays and Sundays now, and we have Jeff Matthews. If you remember Jeff Matthews, he used to work at WTR TV20 and Fox 33 out of Utica, so he's now our main weather guy with CNY Weathertainment. So that's a new feature on the new Adirondack Praise Network. You guys can pick that up on 90.9 FM up there in the southern Adirondacks. And if you can't, you can go to adkpraise.com and click on the listen button there and listen through live365.com. So that'd be kind of cool to do this weekend. On that note, I'm going to step back, Kathy, because I know there's probably others who would like to check in, and I know Brian's probably looking for his brother, you know, Brian from Canada. I want to welcome him in here, too, and tip my hat to Bill also. It appears that Rich may have stepped out of the system, so I did not see him in the queue. On that note, I'll say 7-3, KD2 FPM, back to net control.
I'm on the side, though.
Okay, I just heard Rich, so go ahead, Rich.
Well, I didn't mean to jump in ahead of anybody here. I was trying to get in at Eccoli, because I did find my chargers today, by the way. And I tried to get in on Echo Link, but I can't connect, and I don't know why. Connect ain't played out, but boom, boom. I can't figure that one out, so. Got to be something in the setting someplace. And, well, somebody asked me, we all do. I'm retired, and I was a nurse, and I'm disabled, and that's why I'm retired, because I got disabled as a nurse. Did something stupid, picked up a real heavy woman all by myself off the floor on a deadlift, and she weighed two and a half times more than I did at the time. So I'm kind of not doing much anymore, except playing on the radio, playing on the computer, and playing with my electronic projects. And I do a little web design and programming once in a while. But outside of that, not much going on here. Didn't get a chance to get outside, so I can't tell you what it was like. It was beautiful out there, I know that. I sat in here where it was nice and cool. And not doing much. But like I said, I finally found all my chargers. I was going nuts. Couldn't find them. They were buried under some clothes. A small box buried under some clothes. And there were some blankets, and I didn't know it. Nobody else did either. But we found them, and now I'm happy. Happy getting all my radios charged. Back to you, Kathy. Glad to, and hello everybody on the net and to KPR.
Okay, Rich. Well, thanks for jumping in there. And we have 71 degrees. All right. Now, do we have, this is KC2YXN. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that wish to join us this evening?
Ben to FIR, battery-powered.
KC2NBU, portable, battery-powered.
And to KPS, I'm portable, battery-powered, too.
What was the first station?
November 2, Foxtrot, India, Romeo.
Okay, I don't have my sheet in front of me. N2FIR. I don't know your name.
Name's Greg. Calling from Eaton, New York. I'm just here on a small robot that I built last summer. Just wanted to try it out.
Are you near Buffalo?
No, I'm far from Buffalo, actually. I am 40 minutes southwest, or southeast, excuse me, of Syracuse, near Moore.
Clarksville, New York.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, yes, we know where that is. Good. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. And what are you running?
It's a PDI, small 2 meter. It's a battery powered robot with a twin gym roll up antenna.
Well, very good. You got a little bit of bacon frying, but otherwise good. So, how was your day today?
Oh, pretty good. I did barn chores this morning and finished the tow box up and charged it. Hope to get on Oxon, and I am closer to Oxon than I am to Boonville.
Okay, could you repeat that?
Yeah, just said I did barn chores this morning like I normally do and finished up this tow box and figured try it out and get on Oxon later. A little closer to Oxon than I am to Boonville.
Okay, I got you about the barn chores, and very good. That's very good. So, all right. And we'll go on to our next station, NBU, I believe.
Good evening. Hello to Brother Brian. I guess he was looking for a microphone. I heard him testing on EchoLink earlier today. And I guess he didn't have a mic at the time. We got 65 degrees up on the hill here. It's cooling off nice. Got the windows open, and we're just getting ready to call it a day. We're trying out one of our new handhelds. They call it a GX3.
Very good. Well, you sound very, very clear.
It's good. I'm running on low power. We're on 1 watt, so if I stand in the backyard, I can almost see the Boonville repeater tower up on Jackson Hill. We're about 3 miles away.
Wow, that's excellent. Very, very good. Good. How was your day today?
Oh, I wouldn't complain if every day was like today, weather-wise. The weather was great, and sent 2 cars out, so I got some money to put in the bank to go out and spend next week. So, all in all, it was a very good day.
Good, very good. But, yeah, we had a good day today, too. And one of the best parts of the day is we got some sweet corn, so I can't wait to sink my teeth into that. Alrighty. I think that covers everybody who was on battery power or mobile. This is KC2, YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
KC2WI.
KA27Z. Just for the count, Kathy, I'm in the middle of something and I have to go to my other net there shortly. KA27Z.
Okay, Jack, in and out. Say hi to Carol and have a great weekend. Any other stations? Okay. Joe, you're on the top of the heap. And how was your day today?
Oh, good evening, Kathy, everybody on the net. Got a temperature of 64 degrees, temperature range today.
was 51 to 76, and we had mostly sunny today. Got a little more outdoor work done and all, and went to see Mom up at the hospital. And that's about it, so we'll say God bless. 73 is at 2 p.m. clear.
Alrighty, well, glad you had a good day. Have a great weekend. Alright, Jack is out quick. And next we have WA2U.
WA2 is not paying attention. I was walking in the other direction. Well, good evening to everyone else on the net here this evening. Those on Echolink and those monitoring. We had a great day today. We felt like the Beverly Hillbillies. We went to Syracuse, and I had a doctor's appointment, which went well. And let's see what else went on. We did some shopping. We went out to dinner or lunch, whatever, at a Mideastern restaurant, which was absolutely super. We left here at, I think we left here around 8:30 this morning. We got back at 7 p.m. this evening. So we got to see some of the old neighborhood, as they say. Stopped at a music store and visited there, and we just had a great time. So the weather's been beautiful. And hopefully the weather is beautiful for tomorrow. Let me do a reset. Tomorrow's the Deerfield Hill. That's Deerfield Hill Hamfest, or as it was known as the Utica Hamfest. That's tomorrow, I believe, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. I believe those are the times that have been mentioned. Talkin's at 146.7. 146.76. That's at the Deerfield Firehouse. So that's kind of close by if people are not doing anything. That's the Hamfest that normally was at the Frankfurt, at the Herkimer County Fairgrounds down there in Frankfurt. I guess they have a Irish festival going on this weekend. So that's the next Hamfest, and I think there's another one coming up the first part of August. So time to, if you haven't done a lot of garage cleaning or shack cleaning, it's not that far. Get on Route 12, and, you know, if you sell something, then you always have a chance to buy something new. That's the way we look at it. So turn it back to Net, and maybe other people will be joining us. WATU, back to Net.
Okay, very good, John. All righty. Last but not least, we have Pete. How are you doing today, Pete?
EC2WI. Well, I'm trying to gather things to take down to the Hamfest. I should have either skipped my... Well, I don't know what I should have skipped. I maybe should have skipped going into town to the fair. I got out of sync. I've been trying to go out, get out every day that it's nice, and my new plan, I never did like running a lot, and I got to like it less to the point where I kind of quit going out. I used to go out in the mornings and run, especially when it wasn't too hot. I kind of didn't really want to do that in the summer. I'd rather go in the evening. But, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I kind of stopped really doing that, and I go down to Boonville and do the Soapfast Trekkers runs and that, but I started doing a little more hiking, I've gone a real long distance, but I did quite a bit in the Moose River Plains a couple weeks ago, and run and little biking and stuff, and I said, well, I don't really need more, you know, I don't have to get any more leg exercise, but I got to get upper body exercise. And so I decided, you know, I have my little canoe here. I can slide it right in the back of my car and drive across the bridge, and it doesn't take really any longer to drive across the bridge with a canoe than it does to drive over there and just, you know, swim, because the canoe just slides in the back of the car. I don't have to strap anything down or anything. And so I've been going out in the canoeing in the morning. Today was, I think, the third time. And I actually did it in the evening. Was it last night? But they were predicting showers this afternoon. I said, well, I'm going to go out. By the time I got out, it actually got a little cloudy. I said, I'm going anyway. And I went out for about 2 hours downstream this time, down to where Otter Creek comes in. Of course, that makes it a lot harder coming back. It could take an hour when I usually go upstream. I take an hour maybe to go up and maybe stop one of the little sandbars. There's a couple of them. And convenient distance. And then, you know, I look at my watch. I've been out for an hour and 15 minutes or something like that. And I say, oh, if I better get going, I'm going to, you know, I need to get going. And I find it takes me half an hour to get back because I'm going down with the current and with the wind usually. But I went the other way. And I was kind of out there on the, you know, poking around, looking at Otter Creek and out in the sun, and it got cloudy. I said, oh, here comes the showers. I guess I better get going. And it was overcast, and by golly, by the time I got back to the boat launch, I think it had just about cleared off, and it never did rain. Anyway, I came back here and started doing this, that, and the other thing. Next thing I knew, I was going to go, come back here, you know, and just go into town and have lunch at the fair, but boy, next thing I knew, it was about 3 o'clock. I was doing stuff on a computer. It was always just, well, I'll wait a little bit and do this one more, the next click. So, I did go in and just... I had a guy call me, and so that screwed up my finding ham junk. Got a guy call me, he says, I got this, can you put a connector on this coax for me? And I, you know, well, what do you got? Well, it turned out he needed the PL-259 put on the end of a Shakespeare Marine antenna coax. I said, oh, yeah, yeah, I can do that. And so he came over, he came over about 6:30, and I did that for him. But anyway, long story short, here I am at 9:30, kind of wandering back and forth looking for things to throw in the car to take and maybe possibly sell tomorrow. Anyway, I'm going to meet my friend K2LML there, Bill, who's coming down from Oxbow Lake, and I guess he's got quite a bit of stuff, and I may end up with a good pile, and there's a few things. If there's anybody there selling commercial stuff, maybe I can pick up a new dual band antenna and mount instead of ordering it, and you know, then there's some little partsy kind of stuff that it's hard to order anywhere. I'm anticipating maybe actually spending a little money, but it's easy to get to, just Route 12 and get off at Glass Factory Road, I think is actually the exit, and Kenton Road, and real easy, don't have to go in the city, a lot closer for me than Frankfurt, the fairgrounds there. So anyway, should be a nice little ham fest. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, this is KC2YXN. Well, you had to do some canoeing to burn off all that fair food. Yeah, I used to run, too, and my knees are not in good shape anymore, but you have to really be in the mood for that, so. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or any station that'd like to slip in the door in the last minute? Please call now. Okay. Before I close the net, I usually have a joke for the week. And here we go. Okay. A man approached a very beautiful woman in a large super grocery store and asked, you know, I lost my wife in here and can you just talk to me for a few minutes? And the woman says, why? Well, because every time I talk to a beautiful woman, my wife appears out of nowhere. KC2YXN, I will now close the Black River Valley service net. I would like to thank quite the crew this evening. We had Brian, Bill, Kevin, Rich, Ray, George, Greg, John, and Pete and Jack that joined us this evening. And say thanks to our scanner listeners as well. Everybody have a great weekend. I will now return the frequency to regular amateur use. 73s to all. This is KC2YXN, clear.
WA2DRK, you still on Echo Link?
KC2NBU, WA2DRK. Yep, still listening, Ray. Seems to be working pretty good. Over.
Yeah, sounds like you're next door. You're full quieting. What are you using for a microphone?
The public address microphone that I found that seemed to work pretty good. I use the, under the tools, what do they call it, the echo back, you know, to check how the audio quality sounds. It didn't sound all that good on the echo back, so it had a lot of, static or buzzing in it, but, so, would you say it's full quieting here? Maybe it sounds better to you guys than it does on the echo, whatever they call it, that test channel.
Yeah, no, you sound, I'd never know you were on Echo Link if you hadn't said something. It sounds very good. There's a little bit of hum in the background, but that's has something to do with the placement over at Jeff's, I guess. He has a lot of electronics and a lot of things going on and a lot of RF where it's located, and he's tried to move it a couple of times, but and he's got it. It's way, way, way better than it was. So it's barely noticeable. Over.
Yeah, this has come a lot. This is quite an advancement from the old linking system. It's pretty amazing. All the repeaters all around the world that supposedly you can access on this thing. Anyway. It's nice to be able to talk to you in the car or from your phone or whatever, however you do it. I guess you're on a walkie-talkie right now, but this is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, when I was down to Mom's and when I was down in Florida, I was still able to check in on the net. It worked out quite nice to be able to keep in touch with what's going on here in Boonville.
Just working on a Yamaha XT 500 dirt bike that belongs to one of the neighbors, and the headlight doesn't work, and so I'm rewinding the alternator coil. I don't know whether it's going to work or not, whether my rewind is going to be good enough, but hopefully it'll go together and the clearances won't hit any wires and stuff like that. You're probably familiar with that bike, aren't you?
Yeah, I had a XT500. Actually, mine was a TT500. And you can still get parts for those. You can go online and they still have parts for them.
I noticed that you can get parts on eBay. they want quite a bit of money for those parts. I mean, for just for the stator coil and the alternator, it varies quite a bit, all the way up to $300 for a really one that's in really good condition. So I thought I'd try rewinding it as a first attempt anyways. And then I also had to get, for $8, a pulley puller for that, for the magnet, the drum there. I didn't want to risk damaging it without using the proper tool. So anyway, for $8, I found a puller and it arrived today. So today was the day that I got to take it apart.
Yeah, you don't want to do it without a puller. You might bend something. The last thing you need is to bend the crankshaft or have a wobbling flywheel. I hope you counted your windings. And, you can go with a little bit heavier wire if you have room for it. But you need to have the right number of turns to be close to the right output so that the voltage regulator can regulate it properly.
I measured it out. I uncoiled it and I measured it out and did it that way with the tape measure. So it was 26 feet a wire. And then the center tap was 120 inches in from the end. But I wonder what side it. It was overheated. It had overheated and the insulation was burned. So any idea what could have caused that to? Would it have been a flat battery perhaps?
No, a short to ground is what would do that.
Hopefully there's not another problem in the machine, because anyway, it wasn't charging the battery and the headlight wasn't working, so it was obviously fried. So anyways, hopefully it'll be all right.
Well, you could fuse it to like 6 amps or 10 amps or something like that, or even one of those automatic resetting circuit breakers. You can actually buy them at Napa. They go in place of a fuse. I love them. And that way, if it gets overloaded or there's a short intermittent short or something like that, it doesn't fry all your work.
That's what I'll do. Good idea. Put a fuse in it. And, yeah, that would be the way to go. Put a fuse in it. It looked like somebody already did add a fuse to it, but I don't know. I think that's at the battery. They've got a fuse at the battery that somebody spliced into it.
My TT didn't even have a battery. So, needless to say, at an idle, the headlight hardly burned at all. So he had a very dim light sitting at a stop sign or an idle. It was nice not having to worry about taking the battery out and worrying about it freezing every year.
Okay, Suzanne, that's...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll try to get back to it very shortly. This is KA2000Z for United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic? All stations are welcome. Stations can help us.
Go ahead, you first, Brian.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack.
WBX, no traffic, good evening.
KC2MVU, and Brother Brian is on Echolink, so you got to give him about 15 seconds leeway before he can transmit.
way to DRK up in Canada here, Ray's brother, Whiskey Alpha 2 Delta Romeo Kilowatt. So you have a 9 o'clock net followed by another net at 9:45. That's a pretty busy repeater.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome. I didn't catch all of the call. I can get in a minute here. WA2, I did catch that. Yeah, this is not a formal net here. It's the United County Traffic and Emergency Net, and we do a call-up on a number of the stations in the area that we cover. Just kind of keep track to keep people having the availability to the traffic net. And so we'll be out of your way. I'll be out of your way here very shortly. Let me announce the station. N5AOW. Bob, N2WBX, Dennis, KC2NBU, Ray. And Ray, give me your brother's call there.
WA2DRK, and his name's Brian.
Okay, that was WA2 Bravo Romeo Kilo.
Delta, DRK, Romeo, Kilo.
Yep, my hearing plays tricks on me a little bit there. WA2, Delta, Romeo, Kilo, Brian. Very good. Okay, Brian, nice to hear you on here. Let me make one more call and I'll get out of your way. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Thank you all for
check.
Stand by one.
Listen as. N2MQP.
Okay. I was ready to close and that's actually my other half. N2MQP. Cool. Thank you for checking in. Okay. Again, thanks for the check-ins, guys. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. And Brian and Ray, turn it back. Let me turn it back to Ray so we don't have a confusion there. Go ahead, Ray. KA2, that ends up.
N2KPR.
Gotcha. N2KPR. KA2, that ends up.
Okay, Ray. N2KPR.
Okay, well that's the excitement for the night. The two, net at 9 o'clock and the net at 9, octane at 9:40. So I'm here updating my website and getting my Craigslist ads in order for the weekend.
Okay, Ray, well, nice to see that this thing works and nice to know that I can visit with you out like this. And I can let you continue with your internet there. And I'll continue with Chief putting together this altimeter. Is it KC2NDU? This is WA2DRK. We'll be listening.
Yeah, I monitor this repeater in the office here. It's on all day long. It's also on out in the garage. We have some dead spots for cellular coverage on Route 28. So on occasion we get a ham radio operator that helps out a stranded motorist or something where they can't get cell phone reception. And so I keep it on just in case somebody needs a 911 call or a tow truck or something.
Yeah, Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty handy. You took me on a tour. You showed me the repeater one time I was up there in that little shack there. That was pretty interesting. Okay, well, maybe I'll pop in another day and say hello. But, yeah, I'll leave it on during the day, too, see what, you know, if I hear anything, see what it's like. KC2NBU, WA2DRK.
I got a phone call last week. Guy offered me 300 gallons of used vegetable oil for free. And I said, what's the catch? He says, well, the catch is you need to come get it right away. I says, why? He says, because the bear found my stash, and the bear is coming back every single night. And he says, no matter how he boards the windows up or screws the doors shut or whatever, the bear has literally ripped a hole right through the side of the garage to get into the vegetable oil, and he's back every single night.
That doesn't sound like fun. The bear will eat that stuff straight fat like that?
Yeah, they think it's candy. It's not legal in New York State, but I've heard of hunters using it in their bear traps, too.
Well, that's going to be one sick bear after a few days, I would expect.
Yeah, well, he seems to bust up one jug a night. He doesn't seem to overdo it. But even the cats and the dogs, any place I spill on the driveway or whatever, the cats come out, run over and try to lick it up.
Pretty amazing, yep. Well, we're having trouble with deer. We're kind of overrun with young deer, and they're not afraid of people, and they're quite happy to lay down in your yard for the night. Anyways, so we're having to deal with deciding who's going to get the bean crop this summer.
Yeah, well, that's why we gave up the garden, is we could not fight off the deer. You put up a fence, and they'd walk up to the fence, and they'd leap over it as if it wasn't even there. No running start, no anything. They just walk up to it and hop. And it got to the point where, you know, first they started eating the beans and taking chunks out of the squash and the tomatoes, and then it got to the point when there was no beans or tomatoes left to eat. They just ate the plants. They wouldn't even wait for the beans to grow the next year. They just would come in and eat the plants right down to the ground. And we tried everything. We tried sonic alarms and noise makers and flashes, and even tried plug them in the butt with a BB gun. 15 minutes later, they're back.
Well, we're going to have to learn how to eat some of the things that they don't like dandelions. Anyways, I'm glad to know that some things are still growing. Our raspberries aren't. All our raspberry bushes are dying for some reason. So we're just going to try and grow blueberries this year. But it takes a few years for the plants to mature enough to get blueberries. But that was pretty incredible. At Lindenville, the mulberries, those mulberry trees, at Dan's, and also down at Mom and Mary Jo's. I've never seen a mulberry tree so full. That was pretty encouraging.
We should have her send you a branch or something and try to get it to root, see if it'll grow up there.
I don't know if it would go up here. We don't have cherries and we don't have pears. I guess, I think it's about, we're about 10 degrees cooler than you guys. Down, well, at least down in Lindenville for sure, but I don't know, maybe Boonville's warmer too. Seems like you guys have more than we're able to grow up here. And, well, we had a late frost too that wiped out our apples. It's not going to be a good apple year. The blossoms got it. So, anyways, have to think about something else to eat.
And to KPR?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the problem you had with deer with the garden. I used to live in Old Forge, and we had a garden deer count every year. And we learned after the second year, you build a 12-foot high fence. The deer aren't going to jump it. But if you run into a smart buck or something, then, like we had a 6-point buck, would come in and unlock the door to the garden and unlock the gate and go into the garden that way. He let all his does in that way. And we had to laugh because it was so funny. But we finally learned to use a padlock on the gate and couldn't get in. But after that, that's the way it was. But we kept our gardens going year after year after that. But the first 3 years were kind of tough. That's okay for you.
Yeah, one of the tricks they use here at the deer farm here on Potato Hill Road is they make the fence posts 12 feet high, and they take the fence up 8 feet, and the deer will see the height of the post and go, oh, gee, I can't jump over that, not paying attention to the lower fence. Because they were having a problem not with their deer. They were having a problem with wild deer jumping over the fence and helping themselves to the does, and mixed breeding, and of course eating their food too. But they wanted to keep their offspring pure. They didn't want wild deer intermingling with theirs.
Yeah, we had to put the fence all the way up, and but it kept them out finally. But as far as the bears go, there ain't nothing that's gonna keep them out. It's all this joy.
Why, will the bears trash your garden?
No, but they trashed one of our garages. I got in for the garbage, and bear got shot up in Old Forge at the school, but he weighed a little over 650 pounds. And he literally destroyed the garage. We ended up building a new one. It was a 40 by 30, four-stall garage, but the back 2 stalls had a workspace, a workshop. And we kept our cans inside the garage high enough where they weren't going to get at them. We put them right up in the loft, so they couldn't touch them. But they do a number up there, believe me. Okay, I'll let you guys go back to your chat, and I'm going to sit here on the side and go back to my reading. I have 2 KPI.
Yeah, do you have a bear problem up there in Canada, too?
We used to have trouble with the bears getting into the beehives, but now I wouldn't say there's that many bear, but there are bear. They mostly hang out at the dump, the garbage dump. But the bees are all dying, so I don't know. Yeah, and then we've had to make bear-proof bee yards and stuff like that. So, but that was more years ago. It doesn't seem to be hasn't been so much of a problem lately. The bears, anyways. Thanks be to God.
So
is the cold weather killing your bees, or is it the mystery disease that everybody's complaining about going around the country? So the beekeeper here says he lost a third of his bees over the winter.
Yeah, I guess it's the mystery. No, nobody seems to know for sure, although